This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the WHL Conference Championships presented by Nutrien. Ahead, we'll preview both series with four teams remaining in the quest for the Ed Chinook Cup. Head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, Mark O'Leary, is standing by. We'll also get the take from their opponents in the Saskatoon Blades, an all-Saskatchewan conference battle. The Prince George Cougars are getting into uncharted territory for the first time in nearly 20 years. Mark Lamb is the man with the plan. We'll get his thoughts. Plus, hear from Cougars forward Zach Funk. First up, the Moose Jaw Warriors are in the heart of a battle in a first Saskatchewan, all Saskatchewan Eastern Conference Championship since 1993. Mark O'Leary, the head coach of the Moose Jaw Warriors, fresh off a five-game series victory over the Swift Current Broncos here on WHL This Week. Mark, thanks for popping on the show this week.
No problem, John.
Hey, let's talk about that series. I know it's a five-game series win over the Broncos, and I have a feeling that from the outside, people may say, well, that looked pretty easy, but I know those inside never really felt that that series was easy at all.
No, we certainly didn't feel that in the dressing room. I think, if you watched any of the games, they were much closer than that. And, I think it was as expected. Two teams that can score goals and have a lot of firepower. And I think that was displayed in the series. It was a hard series, but real proud of the group and how we went about our business.
To go into Swift and win both games there on the road, that's massive. How did you guys get that done?
Well, I think it's a mentality. I think a big part of playoff hockey is a mentality that you build not only throughout this year, but just I think with this group, being brought up together and grow as a group, they just have that punchback mentality when things go. When circumstances change and it's, something that you don't want to happen, we don't complain. We just get up quick and punch back, and that's exactly what the guys did in game two.
How has the playoffs been for your team's health? I know it's we're getting set for the conference final, so I don't expect a medical report, but have you been able to get through the playoffs here okay so far?
Yeah, we got a little banged up early in the Brandon series with Cosmo Wilson going out, but he's ready to go now in the Saskatoon game one. So, knock on wood, right now things are good in terms of health and starting Friday night with a full lineup.
That's going to be a tough task. These two teams probably felt that they were on a collision course. I know you have to get through to get here, but now you're here, and these two teams, with the additions made during the season, many felt that this was a likely matchup here. What's in front of you now with the Saskatoon Blades and the challenge that they pose your team?
Well, the one thing about playing these teams in the playoffs is, you get an opportunity to play them over the course of the regular season. So, we certainly know enough about them to respect what they've accomplished this year and how good they really are. And I think it just starts with, like us, they have players that have grown up together, and I think that matters, just in terms of your day to day and, wanting to do it together. Then it's the skill set that they have. They have guys that they don't need a whole lot of looks to make you pay. And I think that's what, the biggest, takeaway for our games against them this year is, we'd have those 5 or 10 minute, spurts of time within the game that, they jumped all over us and were able to really win the game in that amount of time. So that's a testament to their skill and, their depth as a group. So we know it's a tough task.
The head-to-head matchups down the stretch between the Warriors and Blades were highlighted for sure. There was a game in your rink where I want to say you fell down 3 or 4-0 to the Blades, but put together this fabulous comeback and won that game. And maybe that was a bit of a message being sent, but maybe it's a message to your team as well to say, maybe some adversity, if we do have it, we can look back upon that game and how we went about our business and won it.
Yeah, I think the adversity side of things, it's no different than an experience. You remember with this group a couple of years ago, being asked about the inexperience of the group. Well, experience is only good if you have it, and you don't really talk about it if you don't. But, you know, I think adversity is, you know, can be a good thing too if you go through it. You don't really talk about it if you don't go through it. But for our guys, you know, we had a losing streak right around Christmas time there that was real hard, you know, and, you know, I think it's helped us within playoffs and down the stretch where we're maybe down by a few goals or things aren't going well. Again, it's just that mentality that it doesn't matter and circumstances don't change the standards or the responsibilities, and we just continue to work.
Let's talk about experience. And on a personal note, this is, you know, something you've aspired to do, to have a team like this and, you know, try to challenge for a WHL Ed Chynoweth Cup. But this is, you know, a new experience for you. You come from coaching pedigree. You've coached in this league a long time since you were appointed midseason as head coach in 2019-20. Is this stage something that you think is something you're ready for? And, you know, tell me about managing, you know, that aspect when we get down to some high-stakes series like this.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm certainly grateful for the opportunity I have, and it was a slow boil, and, you know, rightfully so. I cut my teeth as a coach here way back in 2012, and, you know, for them to, you know, have the patience with me to bring me along and eventually be a head coach, it's an opportunity like this that I don't take for granted. And you know, just to talk to the people around Moose Jaw, and I've met a lot of people here and have friends around town now that, you know, you just see how much they care about this and how much it means to them to be in the Final Four and want to get to the finals, and just that passion. I think that, you know, the players can feel it too, and I'm no different as a coach. I know what it means for them as a city, and certainly to me as a coach and a competitive guy, this is what it's all about. You go through those years where, you know, you're on the losing end of some tough nights, but at the end of the day, it's building towards moments like this, and we want to make sure that we're ready.
You're a second-generation coach, too, in major junior hockey. Your dad, Brian, coached for years. He was in Owen Sound, longtime assistant, coached in pro. And that's maybe something a lot of people don't know about you. You know, you're from Ontario, and you grew up with your dad as a coach here. How much do you glean from him, and is he a guy you can lean on to in tough times and big series like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, I was just talking to him the other day, and he's been here in Moose Jaw, just staying here so he can watch all the games. And him and my mom are both coming up for the weekend start in Saskatoon. They'll be here for the whole series. So he's a guy that I lean on a lot. I mean, I remember being young and just being around the dressing room and watching his interaction with players, and I think that's the biggest takeaway. I say this about Mike Stuthers too. I think there's a lot of similarities there, and, you know, you don't remember a whole lot about the X's and the O's and that sort of thing with the coaching. And certainly my dad talks now about, you know, a lot of the X's and O's, they change, and he hasn't really kept up with that. But it's the dealing with people and dealing with teenage kids and that human element of building relationships and communication that I owe a lot to my dad over, you know, his time coaching. And certainly he's passed a lot of that on to me.
That's a great story and great perspective over the years. Finally, you mentioned the community and the fans, and we saw the fans in round two go back and forth between Swift Current and Moose Jaw. We're, what, 2.5 hours between cities here now with Saskatoon and Moose Jaw. Do you expect, you know, some good playoff atmospheres with fans in both buildings here cheering on their team?
Yeah, last round was awesome. I thought both buildings, you know, just being an hour and 40 minutes from Swift Current, both teams traveled real well, and both buildings were rumbling. And I haven't heard the hangar here in Moose Jaw that loud ever, and I'd expect more of the same. You know, just over 2 hours down the road to Saskatoon, I know they draw real well, and they have a big building. And, you know, I think, you know, there is a rivalry between these two teams, and like I mentioned, when they, you know, when you kind of grow up together as a group, both teams, you know, have that. We have past experience in playoffs. I think the fans can feel that, and they're as excited as we are.
Boy, it just chills thinking about the environments here and the stories with the two teams. It should be great, Mark. We'll all be tuned in and watching and listening, and appreciate you spending some time with us here on WHL this week.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Meanwhile, the Saskatoon Blades head into this series with home ice advantage and rest after taking care of Red Deer in four straight games in the second round. They met with media leading into the series. Head coach Brennan Sonny says this year's playoff run has been a little less dramatic than last year, and that should bode well the rest of the way.
I think last year we just used up our emotion, you know? It was so tense, and comebacks, and seven-game series, and sellouts, and Connor Bedard, and oh my God, down from 3-0. Like, just all our emotional bandwidth was used up, and I just thought we were done physically and emotionally. Like, we had spent everything we had. I mean, even after the Winnipeg series, I said that. They gave it everything they had. But this year, with having the rest and the breaks and the time off and the practice time, it's definitely, there's reserves in the tank emotionally and physically.
It's an All-Saskatchewan Conference Championship for the first time since 1993.
It's great for the province. It's great for the cities. I eagerly await the series, and it should be a lot of fun.
Blades captain Trevor Wong says they feel ready.
Obviously, it's huge. It's kind of what we talked about last year, just playing two seven-game series, where he's out. So we're pretty worn out by the third round against a really good team last year in Winnipeg. So this year we, you know, accomplished our goals, getting the series done as quickly as we could. And like you said, we got as much rest as we could, and we're ready to go.
But the job, far from done.
Feels good to, you know, get the banners we got in the regular season, but to have a playoff banner's pretty cool. So everything's amplified. Like you said, there's only two teams left in your conference and two on the other side. So win this one, you get a ticket to the dance.
Alternate captain Fraser Minton says it's more than the scorers on the Blades roster.
We've got an unbelievable team. These guys on our team that aren't, you know, these point per game guys or whatever that get attention for scoring, they play the right way, and I think that's where we have an advantage in this series is our, you know, whole team. I think we play better than them as a full group, and that's what we're going to have to rely upon and need contributions from everyone.
Minton has some key experience, three straight years of going to the conference championship. He wants to pass that on to his teammates.
I think it really takes a big step in this round. Last couple of years in Kamloops, we played Seattle in this same spot, and the pace almost doubled right from game one. So it takes a big step up in pace and speed at this, you know, final four stage.
As for their matchup with Moose Jaw,
we put in the work and are confident in each other and our coach and in our systems and feel prepared and then go after it as much as we can.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Prince George Cougars head into the WHL's Western Conference Championship presented by Nutrien, feeling good. Head coach and GM Mark Lamb ahead of the series opener.
It's a very exciting situation that we're in, and, you know, especially playing against Portland, the similarities and how the teams play all year long, you know, stat-wise and everything. We're just a point apart in a lot of different categories. So it's going to be a real fun series, and getting here is, you know, you look at the body of work of what we did in the regular season, you look at the work that we've done in the playoffs, and once again, we're just earning it, and we're looking forward to being here.
Now, the team split the four-game regular season series. Each team won once at home, once on the road.
It does seem fitting. The four games, the body of work that we had against them is, you know, it could have been anybody's game either way, so that's going to be exciting for everybody, except maybe for the coaches, you know. But like I said, our team is ready for it. We deserve to be here, and we're looking forward to it.
The series is a 2-3-2 format, meaning Prince George will host the first two games. The series then shifts to Portland for games 3, 4, and game 5 if necessary, and beyond that, games 6 and 7 would be back in Prince George. The format is something the Cougars haven't been focused on.
It's always business as usual, and we don't even really talk about it, you know. That's the rules, and that's the way it is, and you got to deal with it. And when you start talking about it, it's more excuse-like, right? So you just kind of, you know, you go about your business. Hey, we're very happy. We worked very hard to get home ice advantage, and that's what we're looking at.
Prince George advanced past the Kelowna Rockets in the second round in a series that went 5 games. Zach Funk had a hat trick in the series clinching game on home ice. The signed prospect of the Washington Capitals has 15 points in the playoffs so far and joined the Cougars post-game show with Cole Waldy and Hartley Miller.
Feels amazing. You know, it's what we wanted. You know, we got a great team here, and obviously all the boys are pumped. That crowd was electric tonight, so... Yeah, it means a lot to this town, and we're really excited.
What does this mean compared to other victories, other celebrations that you've had? Just give us the difference, what you're feeling now compared to other wins, other key wins, but nothing like this.
It's really different. You know, every game is the most important game right now. So, you know, get past this series, it's a pretty big deal for us and a pretty big deal for the town. And obviously, it feels really good.
So I think that's 9 hat tricks now,
isn't
it?
I got 9. You got 9, Zach?
Yeah.
9. And you're going for that four-goal hat trick, and just came a little bit shy a couple of times there. The one thing is about this Prince George team, you're as much a part of that as anybody. You never let up. You're never satisfied.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be satisfied in this business. You just want to keep going for the next one. That's how you win hockey games. You never take your foot off the gas. And if you do, you get in trouble, obviously. We've seen that here a little bit in the second period. So, we got to kind of learn from that and just, you know, keep the pedal to the metal.
You mentioned earlier about the young guys, kind of showing them the ropes. And, you know, we think of your fourth line that gives you great minutes. And, you know, we're talking with Mark earlier, and he said maybe the best game that they've played in the series. And, you know, for Chet to score and for Foster to create havoc, you know, physically. Can you speak, again, to the youth of this team that I think really complements, you know, your whole entire roster?
Yeah, they're playing way above their age. You know, that's what we need. Obviously, they're doing their job out there. You know, they're hitting guys. You know, they're creating offense, and that's really what you need in the playoffs. You need everybody going, rolling on all cylinders, and obviously they're doing that right now. So it's really good to see. You know, it shows that we're doing our jobs as leaders. You know, they're doing really well. So obviously it's all good.
Just some early thoughts from you on the next challenge for this team.
It's gonna be a tough series. Obviously. They're a really good team, so we got to prepare we can play with them, so obviously they're going to be a battle, but I think we're ready for it. You know, we're already kind of thinking about it a little bit here, and just kind of go through everything and prepare the best we can.
Congrats and best of luck in round 3.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests this week, and let's get set for a great Final 4 in the WHL playoffs. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.